For today's GeoQuiz, what's up with the seven seas? Surely there are more than seven. Some geographers say the phrase refers to the seven largest bodies of water, the Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, and Southern Oceans, and the Mediterranean, the Caribbean, and the Gulf of Mexico. But forget about seven seas. The International Hydrographic Organization says there are more than 100 of them. For now, we'll settle on the name of the sea you'd be facing if you were standing on the Maldives Islands, looking east.
I'm in the Ba Atoll. I'm about 100 miles south of the capital city of Malé, dead center in the heart of the Indian Ocean, off the tips of India and Sri Lanka, if that gives you some clues.
So put all those clues into your GPS device and check back for the answer in about 1 minute. This is PRI. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're headed out to sea now to answer our GeoQuiz. It's the sea that separates the Maldive Islands from southern India and Sri Lanka. The Maldives are only about 5 feet above sea level, so there's big concern the island days are numbered as sea levels rise in the coming century. Documentary filmmaker John Bauermaster has called us up from the Maldives. John, tell us where you are exactly. I know you're surrounded by water.
I'm about 100 miles south of the capital city of Malé, dead center in the heart of the Indian Ocean on the Laccadive Sea.
The Laccadive Sea, that would be the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Tell us how much the local islanders there in the Maldives are talking about climate change and the fate of their future generations.
Well, it's a really interesting question because I visited a tiny island the other day, populated by about 700 people, about 120 elementary school students, and I spoke with the principal. And while the Maldives is one of the most literate countries in the world, about 98% of the kids here read, and they read English, they're just starting to teach marine conservation, even though the sea is lapping at their shores. And, you know, it's expected if climate change works its magic to, you know, swamp them in the next 40 or 50 years.
So what are people saying needs to happen there? Does work need to happen on mitigating the effects of sea level rise, or is there more thought about how to evacuate?
Well, I mean, in the big picture, mitigating would be the best scenario, but that means, you know, stopping putting fossil fuels and adding CO2 into the atmosphere. You know, they have a very progressive environmental president here in the Maldives, Mohamed Nasheed, and he has made a big news in regard to trying to alert the world to the future of the Maldives. But he also is making plans to one day move his people to, I don't know, the middle of Australia, maybe the middle of India.
Well, as you say, John, I mean, it's not what the people in the Maldives are doing. It's what the rest of the world is doing that's causing the sea level rise. Do the people in the Maldives feel powerless?
To be honest, you know, I've traveled around the world a lot on ocean coastlines, and when you talk to the folks who actually live on the edge of the sea, you know, they live lives basically that look towards next week and the following week, maybe as far as next month. But they honestly don't look 10 and 20 years down the road. Mm-hmm. They certainly know that they're suffering from a lot of erosion. They know that the storms that are arriving are more frequent and more violent, but the connection between those things and climate change are a little hard for them to comprehend.
Are there people already migrating away from the Maldives, moving somewhere else?
Well, I think they're migrating in a way not necessarily because of rising sea levels, but fishing has gotten worse. Mm. You know, they have big overfishing problems here. The coral reefs are in big trouble, which is impacting tourism. And yes, their islands are actually shifting and eroding and disappearing.
Another climate-related issue is drinking water. We've been hearing about severe drinking water emergencies on low-lying Pacific atolls. What is the situation there on the Laccadive Sea? Enough drinking water?
It's a great irony is that the day that those reports were made about Tuvalu running out of drinking water, I was on one of the local islands, Kenadu, and I was talking to the locals about where exactly they get their water. And they catch the rain that falls. They do have wells, but these are very shallow, sandy islands, so the wells aren't very deep. And then they put tarpaulins out on the ground to catch runoff and rain. In the Tuvalus, they say it hasn't rained in 7 months. Here in the Maldives, they get a little more rain than that. But the reality is that they are, you know, just a couple days away from running out of water on many instances.
That's John Bauermaster in the Maldive Islands in the Laccadive Sea. Laccadive. It's the answer to our geo quiz today. Thanks for checking in, John.
Yeah, thank you, Marco.